We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
If we human can all be like this, no? Sharing food all the time, sharing what good is to all the members, then we surely have peace in no time.
Buddha's charitable viewers. Buddha's means greetings in Sami, an official language in Norway and spoken by about 20,000 people around the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, underprivileged youngsters in Jordan showcase their talents. In ecology news, Brazil plans to digitize Amazonian biodiversity. In cultural news, a Palestinian artist creates the world's largest oil painting. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 31st, acclaimed Indian singer Mr. Mohammad Rafi is remembered. Born in 1924 in Amritsar district in Punjab, India, he passed away on this day in 1980. Mr. Rafi is considered one of the country's greatest playback singers, who are artists that record songs for movie soundtracks. With a career spanning over four decades, he performed an estimated 26,000 songs and was involved in over 75 films. Mr. Rafi was extraordinarily versatile and could sing in all of India's national languages in genres of music such as ghazals, qawwalis or pajans. For his exceptional talent, he was honored with the Padma Shri Award in 1967 by the Government of India. Mr. Rafi was also well known for his generosity and kindness and is still much loved today. May our world continue to be blessed with uplifting voices like that of Mr. Mohammad Rafi to bring more joy and tranquility to our planet.
Fly In News. Brazil lashed by rain and flooding. As of Friday, July 29th, officials reported that three people had perished in storms across southern Rio Grande do Sul state over the past week. With 27 towns declaring a state of emergency, the Civil Defense Department said that all rivers in the region were at risk of overflowing and that 20,000 people had been evacuated, with over 123,000 affected, as 16 municipalities reported damage.
Earlier this month, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff offered federal assistance when the northern states of Pernambuco and Paraíba were deluged with heavy rains and mudslides, resulting in states of emergency being declared across 42 cities after 10 people died and nearly some 13,000 homeless, as 16 dams were noted to have burst. Supreme Master Chinghai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is required, and to go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, adding that $15,000 is offered with all her love and sorrowful prayers for urgent needs. We are grateful for President Rousseff's timely offer to ease the plight of the flood affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her heartfelt support.
May heaven protect the Brazilian people as our greater consideration for fellow earthly inhabitants helps alleviate calamities such as these.
Southeastern Poland deluged once again. On Wednesday, July 27th, parts of the picturesque city of Sandomierz and neighboring Tarnobrzeg County were inundated, as were some suburbs of Warsaw, after sudden torrential rain struck in regions where residents are still striving to rebuild after massive floods hit a year ago. Some 500 homes in the Sandomierz area were affected, while roads and pavements were also submerged. On Thursday, firefighters worked for a second day to pump water from basements and flooded yards. Our appreciation, firefighters and other emergency personnel, for your endeavors to assist the affected. May calmer conditions prevail through our concerted efforts to more kindly care for the environment.
Earthquakes rock Mexico, Peru, Ecuador, Indonesia, U.S., and Fiji Islands. On Tuesday, July 26th, a 5.9 magnitude quake rumbled the Gulf of California, 86 kilometers southwest of Los Mochis in northern Sinaloa, Mexico, while a trembler registering 5.2 on the Richter scale struck the same day in the border region between Peru and Ecuador, 250 kilometers southeast of Riobamba, Ecuador. Indonesia was then shaken by a magnitude 5.2 tremor centered 113 kilometers northwest of Salamlaki of Maluku province. On Wednesday morning at 1 a.m., the National Seismological Service of Mexico reported that a 4.5 magnitude tremor followed soon after by a 3.8 aftershock rattled the city of Tapachula in Chiapas state, with damage noted to several homes and some residents who had to be evacuated due to a broken gas line. Ambulances were sent to the area with no one reportedly who needed medical treatment. Later on Thursday in the U.S., central Alaska was hit by a quake measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale, 19 kilometers north of Squintna.
On Friday evening, a magnitude 6.7 tremor struck south of the Fiji Islands, its epicenter located deep beneath the South Pacific Ocean, 365 kilometers southwest of Ndoye Islands. There fortunately was no significant damage or injuries in any of the events, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With thankfulness for the general safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such potential disasters subside as humanity's gentler ways pave the way to a balanced ecosphere in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings Karen's. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
tỉnh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng nung cháy và nó mong suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Này đại địa xin bất cơn khuân khoai, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Lòng không tiếng nói khóc nhân loài thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, trời hực lửa nguyện hy sinh mà cứu từ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 542. Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
citizens speak out. In countries such as Bahrain, Jordan, Libya, Palestine, Syria, Turkey, and Yemen, people continue to gather in solidarity as they seek greater equality, human rights, job opportunities, and other democratic reforms.
Jordan. The Jordan Times reports that King Abdullah II on Wednesday responded to protesters' demands for jobs and better living conditions by allocating $212 million U.S. for development projects in governorates across the country that will offer employment and improve citizens' lives.
Turkey. Top military commander General Ishak Kashanir, along with the heads of the nation's army, navy, and air force, announced their resignations on Friday to protest the dozens of fellow officers recently arrested and accused by the government of plotting its demise.
Palestine. In the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, three people were injured and four arrested by Israeli soldiers on Friday as international activists, including both Palestinian and Israeli participants, gathered to protest the Israeli separation wall and the presence of Israeli settlers on Palestinian lands.
Bahrain. Tens of thousands of activists demonstrated Friday, speaking out against reforms announced by King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, following a national dialogue, saying that these do not represent the will of the people. The changes grant more monitoring powers to the elected lower house of parliament, but maintain the overriding authorities of the upper house, which is appointed by royal elite. Minority party leader Syed Al-Massawi, who's Al-Wefaq group, walked out of the discussions, said that no real reform was achieved as there still is no fully elected government and no change in the voting system.
Syria. As tens of thousands of Syrian citizens rallied Friday across the country in protest of the rule of President Bashar al-Assad, activists stated that security forces killed 20 people, including two children, wounding dozens more as they fired upon the crowds in cities including Latakia, Hama, Homs, Dera, Kiswa, and Deir al-Zor. In addition, hundreds of people in and around Damascus were reported to have been arrested over a two-day period.
Libya. Members of the Libyan Transitional National Council reported that the council's chief of staff, Abdel Fattah Younes, a former interior minister who had defected to join the activists, was killed along with two of his aides on Thursday. Representatives from the United Nations Security Council's Libya Sanctions Committee, meanwhile, stated that the council has agreed to release frozen assets so that both sides of the conflict could purchase necessary humanitarian aid.
In sadness for the lives lost and all who have been wounded or otherwise afflicted, we pray for the conflicts in every country to cease and that citizens everywhere may choose free and dignified lives in a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Our children. 在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢? 行吗? 继续这个样子, 小孩又更糟糕。 小孩常常学习, 大人的那种行为。 我们所谓的自由, 那个国家, 我们所谓的天主教的国家, 不是我们所谓的佛教的国家, 那个佛教的天主教的精神呢, 何在啊? 应该形容嘛，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣水那些东西，应该做跟佛水那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Không muốn giữ con tim này nữa, ngày lại ngày nó xấu xé lòng ta. Trong cuộc đời đầy bão tố phong ba, bão bất hạnh in hằn từng giọt máu. Ôi trái tim vô cùng quý báu, ta bán không xong, bỏ chẳng đành. Ôi trái tim nhỏ bé mỏng manh, muốn ôm vào cả trời đau khổ. Ta muốn đi tìm hoa đà thánh tổ, xin Ngài hủy bỏ trái tim non, để ta không còn cảm giác đau thương khi nhìn mãi trần gian đầy khổ luyện. Ta làm được gì cho nhân thế? Ta làm được gì cho quê hương? Ôi cõi đời thế lương, sao mãi tràn máu lệ? Nhạc cũng buồn như kể lể, cảnh cũng biến đổi như hí trường, nên dù ta ca bài yếu đuối, tim cũng sầu như biển, lòng không thể bình yên. Nếu mai có luân hồi, ta xin làm hoa cỏ, xin không còn làm người dù chỉ một lần thôi.
Let peace be here now.
Save our planet. As part of its Green Factory Initiative, Japan-based Honda Motor Company announces in July 2011 that 10 of its 14 North American manufacturing facilities are now sending zero waste to landfills, with the other four having nearly accomplished this goal.
Save our planet. Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India announces on July 25, 2011, the creation of an independent regulatory body that will provide monitoring and clearance for industries to help ensure the protection of India's environment.
Save our planet. Associated with pollution, an algal bloom off the coastline of Qingdao in China's Shandong province covers nearly 20,000 square kilometers at the end of July 2011, prompting concerns for marine life as the seaweed degrades habitat and consumes large amounts of oxygen.
Save our planet. As a persistent drought continues into August 2011 in southern USA, economists estimate that in Texas alone, where associated wildfires also burned across the state, damage to agriculture could reach an all-time high.
Hi, Hi, I'm Kogi the Frog. I'm eating well with a nutritious diet of plant foods. I'd like to share a health tip. Drinking 24 ounces of hibiscus tea daily has been shown to reduce hypertension. This information is according to a study by Dr. Diane McKay with the Jean Mayer United States Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
Cultural news, underprivileged youngsters in Jordan showcase their talents. Yes, I Am Gifted presented 70 talented performers between the ages of 7 and 17 who live in refugee camps in Amman. They entertained a delighted audience with songs, plays, poetry, and traditional dances known as debkas. Islam, who recited verses at the event, said it helped her express her inner feelings. According to the Jordan Times, the event was organized by four volunteers who wished to give the children an opportunity to share their creativity with others. Kudos, organizers and participants, on this wonderful occasion. May all youngsters be surrounded by love and encouragement on a thriving planet with Allah's abundant blessings.
In ecology news, Brazil plans to digitize Amazonian biodiversity. In partnership with the American company IBM, the Wikiflora.org project was initiated by the Ministry of Science and Technology. It will share research data and enable the participation of everyday citizens in mapping the country's immense botanic resources. The website will provide open access to an existing database with 2,500 plant species from Amazon's Adolfo Duque Reserve. It will also contain an online submission portal for potential new findings to be submitted and evaluated by an expert committee. The site is scheduled to be launched in June 2012 during the United Nations Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development. Our thankfulness, Brazil, for this important endeavor. May the precious biodiversity of your beautiful country be ever more safeguarded for present and future generations. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Palestinian artist integrates children's paintings on peace into his artwork. We'll go listen to some heavenly music now. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more comforting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In cultural news, a Palestinian artist creates the world's largest oil painting. Taktou Jamil Badouin's artwork, which is 20 meters long and 15 meters wide, incorporated children's paintings on the theme of peace. Dr. Badouin has spent 4 years working on his artistic offering, through which he wished to express equality among all peoples. He has already exhibited it in the Ukraine and has been invited to showcase it in a number of countries including Russia, Belarus, the United Arab Emirates, and the Netherlands. Congratulations, Dr. Jamil Badwin, on your profound painting. May it inspire many individuals to the path of harmony and brotherly love.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Cigarette.
One guy said to the other, would you like a cigarette? No, thank you. I think I already have cancer.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I am 13. Good luck to you. Yours faithfully, Hosan from Uberhangai, Mongolia.
Hi, Hosan. It's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Sweet Ho Fan, your kind words brought joy to my heart. All the best luck and love to you too. May Buddha's blessings always be with you, your family, and all the warm-hearted people of Mongolia. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News. Now we say, Ale Derevan, which means goodbye in Sami.
May our earth continue to be adorned with fragrant flowers and wondrous rainbows.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a meeting of environment ministers from Olak or Vietnam, Cambodia, China, Laos, Myanmar, or Burma, an agreement is reached to extend a current program intended to balance development with protection of the Mekong River shared by all their countries.
The staff at Wellington Zoo in New Zealand report that Happy Feet, a young emperor penguin found very ill on the beach in June 2011, has recovered well following surgery to remove sand from his stomach, with release soon planned for return to his Antarctic home.
Major General Shui Nan Feng, head of a Chinese delegation to the United Nations, affirms China's continued role in UN peacekeeping operations as he pledges his country's increased efforts toward peacemaking and harmonious development throughout the world.
UK-based University of Southampton engineers successfully design and fly a first-ever remote-controlled air vehicle whose entire 3D structure has been printed, with no tools used even to attach interior equipment, an achievement they hope to extend to major aircraft construction.
The renowned Bolshoi Ballet of Moscow, Russia, added modern dance to their repertory this season as they perform Chroma by British choreographer Wayne McGregor, bringing an exciting new dimension to the ballet classics that delight audiences from across the world.
During the 23rd United Nations Conference on Disarmament Issues held in Japan, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon suggests that any differences could be resolved through alternatives such as an independent commission, as he urges for the group's continued progress toward global denuclearization.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.